This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Orioles pitchers and catchers have reported they are working out on the fields at Sarasota. And let's head to Sarasota now. Our friend Jacob Calvin-Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jacob, thank you as always for joining us. I want to start with something we're going to talk about more in depth next segment, and that's Adley Rutschman. A lot of people felt like he wasn't in the greatest shape in the world last year, and the second half of the season was not good for him. How does he look? You're there. Does he look like he's in the best shape of his life?
Yeah, those cliche questions always get me.
Yes.
If Adley Rutschman showed up to spring training looking as jacked as Jackson Holliday is, and all of the really smart baseball people who make projections like Zips and Steamer, and they saw that that Adley Rutschman came to spring training jacked, they would not change their projections for him one iota. And if a few people tweeted that Adley Rutschman looks a little chubby, those projections wouldn't change either. It's important in the offseason to get in shape and to really work hard. From what I've seen, Adley Rutschman looks in perfectly good shape. That is, of all of my concerns and things that I am tracking with Adley Rutschman this spring and this season, the percent of his body fat is very low on that list. His swing path, mm-hmm. his health, his how he looks, and if he's willing to recognize that he wasn't the type of defensive catcher last season that he should be, and maybe some honesty mentally about the struggles that he went through last year and how he's planning to overcome that this season. Mm-hmm. All of those things matter much more to me than any of this stuff about his, how in shape he may or may not be.
Mike Elias continued his yearly tradition of delivering injury updates on the first day of spring training yesterday, Jacob, and nothing too crazy, but we feared that Jorge Mateo would miss some time. He will not be ready for opening day. How big of a loss is that for this club, and what are the ripple effects in terms of the 26-man roster, considering that he'll start the year on the IL?
Well, the biggest impact with the roster is it looks quite likely that they're going to keep five outfielders instead of four. If Mateo were healthy and is on the 26-man roster, that means you would more than likely have four traditional outfielders with Mateo able to play there as well. So that makes it so that the roster's predefined. Honestly, there aren't too many competitions so long as everybody stays healthy. It looks like Heston Kerstad is a near shoe-in for a spot from the way that I see it and what Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde said yesterday. And then you're not going to pay Ramon Laureano $4 or $5 million dollars to not make the team. And so, especially given his track record. So that's what it means. How much is this team going to miss him? If Jorge Mateo, for whatever reason, doesn't end up playing at all for this team, I think that will be felt. His versatility, his speed are things that can really help a team. He can really give you a jolt for a couple weeks there. We've seen it before, and it comes out of nowhere, and it can really give a team a boost. But honestly, with the depth of this roster, I don't think it's that much of a concern if he's going to miss the first few weeks of the season. And frankly, it might be something where it wouldn't surprise me if behind the scenes, Jorge Mateo feels as if on opening day he's ready, but the team is slow playing it to make sure he's healthy, and because they have the depth, so why not?
We kicked around the bullpen a little bit this week and sort of, you know, our take on it. And there seemed to be a lot of people bullish on it, and certainly it looks better than it did a year ago. But a lot of that hinges on Bautista. And how certain are you that they have mitigated against the sort of bot-like worst-case scenario situations where Batista's never really in the first, say, couple months of the season at least, he's not pitching consecutive days, and he's never giving you more than three outs. And a lot of guys get pushed up into roles that maybe they're not exactly ideal in because the closer's not really the closer in the first half of the year. Do you think they've mitigated against those sort of downside probabilities enough?
Yeah, Jason, I'll go one step further. You said it sort of hinges on Bautista being 2023 Felix. I think it totally hinges on that, right? So, like, if you take him out of this equation, this is an at best middle of the pack bullpen, mm-hmm. and more than likely a bottom 10 bullpen, right?
Yeah.
If you include, instead on the other end, if 2023 Felix shows up, then this is a top 8 bullpen, right? That's how important he is. That's how good he is. And that's how much they're relying on him. Now, you could say that might be too much. You're relying too much on a guy that's coming off Tommy John, who has these long levers, and you don't know how he's going to come back and what his command's going to look like and all of that. And I would say that that's fair. I would say that the Kittredge signing does help a good bit. He's not somebody that's going to slot in as a dominant ninth inning guy, and so that's still going to be a question mark if Felix either isn't ready for opening day or isn't himself. But that is a spot. So let's say they go through the first half of the season and Felix is solid but not himself, but this team's still in position to make the playoffs, which a mediocre bullpen is not going to kill you in the first half of the season,
right?
Most likely, then they can go at the deadline and really address that. Now, should they have maybe done that this offseason? Sure. But mm-hmm. I can tell you, I saw Felix throw today. It doesn't mean anything because it's a bullpen in February, but he looks pretty good to me.
We're talking with Jacob Calvin-Meyer. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jacob, you mentioned Jackson Holliday jacked. How much does – obviously he's in great shape, but what are your – and we've talked about this before, but your expectations for him this season are?
My expectations for him are that he's going to – open the season as a league average player, and he's going to end it as a really good player. He's going to begin the season as a slightly below average defensive second baseman, and he's going to end it as a slightly above average defensive second baseman. I'm probably more bullish on Holliday than most people. And the fact that he is weighing 200 pounds now, that he looks as in shape as ever, and he looks that he looks ripped is great. It will help him maybe, you know, poke a few more doubles, hit some more, you know, homers over the fence. That's all great. But it might also help him sustain for a full season. If he is in the major leagues the whole year and this team makes a run in the playoffs, you're talking about 20 spring training games, 150-some regular mm-hmm. season games, plus, you know, if they do some damage, 10, 15 playoff games. That's far more than he's ever played in a single season. And it's tough to maintain your off-season gains throughout the year. And the fact that he's, he's bulked up a little bit, and it seems like he's really prepared for not just a long season, but a long career. And so I don't think it's out of the question to say that by the end of the season, Jackson Holliday is going to be a key part of a team that's hoping to make a playoff run.
Jacob, were you surprised yesterday when Mike Elias said that Kobe Mayo was going to be playing mainly third base spring training?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I honestly don't know anymore. I can't say that I'm surprised about anything that they're doing with Cody Mayo defensively. Here's the challenge. The challenge is that he isn't going to really see much time at first base unless there is an injury. Whereas I guess there's a scenario where if he's playing great in AAA and Jackson struggles again, then you can push Westberg to second and then bring up Mayo and put him at third. But there's also the potential of somebody gets traded at the first baseman, and then that opens up a hole. My guess is that I think what Mike meant more so by that comment is that there's going to be a lot of guys rotating in and out of first base. Some of those are legitimate options and some of them aren't. That's a position where we see Adley Rutschman play first base every spring, right? This isn't the year that we're going to see him actually play there in a big league game. And so where Cody Mayo fits in defensively in the short term might be different than where he fits in the long term, if that makes sense.
Are you confident, or how confident are you, that the Baltimore Orioles will finish ahead or won't finish behind the Yankees and Red Sox? In other words, how
do you think they'll finish?
Realistic, do you think it is that they are now the third best team in this division?
Is it possible that they are? Let's be honest. Is it possible that they're the fourth best team in this division? I think that that's in the range of outcomes.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
This division is going to be closer than it was in 2023 when I believe every team finished 500 or better. That's actually what projection systems like Zips are forecasting, is that all five of these teams finish above 500. I think we could see a really small spread between first and last in this division. I'll say this. I do think three teams out of the AL East are going to make the playoffs. And so is it possible that they finish third behind New York and Boston? Yes. Is it also possible that if they do that, that they still make the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Yes. If I were projecting right now, I would not have them finishing third. I'm probably a little bit more bullish on this team this year than even I, as a pessimist, feel comfortable with. I was, you know, last year I projected them to win 88 games. I kind of saw the regression coming, and that can come in many forms. I think we're going to see a little bit of a bounce back to the mean with a lot of these guys and the fact that they cannot suffer as bad injury luck as they did last year. But you're right, which is that the challenge for them in making the playoffs is the fact that this division is going to be really good.
Jacob Kalbenmeier covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy that warm weather.
It's great here, guys. I can tell you more about it if you want to hear it.
We'll take your word
for
it.
Maybe next week when we're getting 6 to 8 inches of snow, supposedly. So,
thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, coming up next, we're going to get back to Adley Rutschman, Totally Radley. And what are our expectations for Adley Rutschman this season? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.